which was slowly turning purple as the night edged toward dawn. Although they'd crossed the border with 31 other Mexican nationals, they were now alone. Everyone had scattered when the border patrol spotted them more than 24 hours ago. Had any of those people made it safely back to Mexico? Or were they in some holding cell? She and Jose had escaped La Migra, but she was no longer sure she considered them lucky. Did Jose actually know where he was leading her? He said he did. He'd come to America once, but that was 5 years ago, and their coyote had promised they'd have only a 6-hour walk. Even if she deducted for the time they'd spent sleeping, they'd been on their feet for 18. As they came to a cluster of mobile homes, Jose whispered to circle wide and crouch lower. He'd once told her it was easy to sneak across La Frontera, but it hadn't been easy at all. Although he'd insisted she wear several layers of clothing, the thorny plants that scrabbled for purchase in the rocky soil still managed to sink sharp spines through the fabric or scratch her somewhere she wasn't covered. Add to that the hunger, thirst, homesickness, and fear. Fear of snakes, dogs, drug runners, thieves, unfriendly Americans, La Migra. And it was almost unbearable. The whole world felt hostile. Tears began to burn behind Benita's eyes. She wasn't sure she could go on. She hoped the presence of these trailers meant they were on the outskirts of a town, where she could at least get a drink of water. But even if they were close, 2 miles seemed like 50 when you were walking through the desert. Jose? She could hear the determined crunch of his footsteps in front of her. At the sound of her voice, he stopped. "You must be quiet," he replied in rapid Spanish. "Do you want the people in that trailer to hear you? If they do, they'll call the border patrol." The mobile home they skirted was one of the nicer ones she'd seen, a double wide with a yard and everything. But its white paint seemed to glow in the dark, making it look like a giant ghost with flat, empty eyes. This was a soulless, godforsaken land. How could it be the paradise Jose promised? "Maybe we could drink from the hose," she suggested. He hesitated, and finally agreed. He had to be thirsty, too. But as they drew close, a dog began to bark, so he grabbed her hand and yanked her away.
"Agua," she begged.
"We can't risk it."
"Then let's try another place. Maybe the next one won't have a dog."
"We're almost there."
He'd been saying that for miles. Unable to believe him anymore, she stopped walking.
"I'm scared. I want to turn back."
"Estás loca," he said, instantly angry. "We've come too far. We can't go back."
"But..."
She swallowed hard.
"How much longer?"
"We'll be there soon," he promised.
But would she be any happier after they arrived? They were going to a safe house, and then the home of his cousin, Carlos Garcia. She'd met Carlos on 2 different occasions, and didn't like him. He enjoyed playing the big shot, pretending to be something he wasn't. She didn't want Jose to become like him. "Hurry." Her husband was getting impatient. Benita knew how much this trip meant to him. He'd talked of it the whole time they were dating, painted appealing pictures of the opportunities to be found in America. But gathering her courage, she started after him again. She wouldn't be a disappointment, wouldn't make him regret marrying her. Besides, as he said, they'd come too far to turn back. Surely the number of mobile homes meant they were indeed close to the safe house. Border town was as far as they had to go tonight. It was all arranged. They'd rest, then they'd call Carlos, and he'd pick them up and take them to Phoenix. There they'd live with him and 2 other roommates, and hopefully find work so they could help pay the mortgage until they'd saved enough to afford their own place.
"Aren't you worried about snakes?"
she grumbled.
"Snakes will be the least of our worries if you don't keep moving."
Sighing, she tried to move faster, but with every step she wished she'd been able to talk Jose out of this. They were young and in love. They could make a living in Mexico somehow, couldn't they? She didn't want to go to America. Maybe he could make more money here, big money, like he said.
But would they ever be happy living in a foreign land? A land that didn't want them? And what if they were caught and deported after they'd begun to build a life here? It was a risk Benita didn't want to take.
Jose, I really, really want to go home. The tears she